أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رب إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا فلم يزدهم دعائي إلا فرارا. In the previous ayats from the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala explained how Allah had sent Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to his people and invite them towards Allah Ta'ala. And he gave them a message very clearly, and also he gave the great benefits that if you will stop with your idol worship, become obedient to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, Allah will forgive you your sins, and Allah Ta'ala will let you live a normal life, and you will die a normal death. That is, as and everyone else dies, a normal death, not that the azab of Allah Ta'ala comes. But of course, we know that they refused and they did not accept. Then Allah Ta'ala's great and terrible azab of the floods came and they were all drowned in those floods. Further, now Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam turned to Allah Ta'ala and complained of the condition of his people, that for 950 years, he continuously gave them da'wat, and he explains how hard he tried, in which different ways he went and he gave them da'wat. He lived for over 1,000 years, but 950 years, which is of course not any short time, that he continuously gave his people da'wat. He says, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. Bula e Rab, me bulata raha apne qaum ko raat aur din. O my Allah, I've invited them day and night. That is, whenever I got a chance at night, I gave them da'wah towards Allah Ta'ala, towards Tawheed, oneness of Allah, to making tawbah. During the day, I invited them. I turned my day into night and my night into day, continuously inviting them. فَلَمْ يَزِيدْهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا. پھر میرے بلانے اس میرے بلانے سے اور زیادہ بھاگنے لگے. But oh Allah, that the more I called them, the more they ran away from me and they ran away from the da'wah. How much more I tried to help them to see the light and to believe in the oneness of Allah and for their salvation in this dunya also and for the akhirat permanently. I made every effort, but they just turned away, they turned a blind eye, they gave me a deaf ear, and they did not listen to me in any way. وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ. اور میں نے جب کبھی ان کو بلایا تاکہ ان کو بخشے, ڈالنے لگے انگلیاں اپنے کانوں میں. Then more worse they became whenever they saw me and I invited them towards Allah, they put their fingers in their ears. In other words, they were so adamant and so obstinate that they just did not want to believe. They just did not even want to listen to the da'wat, that it would have made sense to them and they would have understood that this is what I have to do. This is truthfulness and righteousness and which is going to give me salvation. But they put their fingers in their ears. They did not want to hear. وَاسْتَغْشَوْ ثِيَابَهُمْ. اور لپیٹنے لگے اپنے اوپر کپرے. And more than that, they started covering me. And this was the height of their audacity and the height of their insolence to a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. That they started covering up themselves with their clothes. That is, if the ear was not plugged properly with their fingers, then they would cover their ear, their clothes, so that no sound of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam must go into their ears. And also that they must not see Nuh alayhi salam. And that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam must not see them. That is the height and of insolence and the height of the pride that and the ridicule of the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, that now they did not want to even see the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. And this is a very, very sad condition of a person when he does not even want to see the righteous and the pious. From here we should also take a great lesson. When the jamaats come to our doors for gush, it must not be that we feel, oh, what a burden, now the year again. Same old story again. This is not a good sign at all. We should be happy that these people are sacrificing. We are weak, we cannot respond, we do not take part. But when they come to our door, we should give them a good hearing and listen properly and not feel like the children come and inform us, Jamaat is here. And then we pass some bad comments about them. That why are they here, what they want here again, etc. This is a very bad sign. We should be very careful of that, that any of the righteous and the pious people, and also today it has become common, that the ulama who invite us towards righteousness, we don't want to listen to them. We try and avoid, even if we are sitting, but our mind is somewhere else. We don't want to accept. This is not a good sign. This was the last and the height of insolence of the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, that when he invited them, they showed this great indifference and they did not want to see him also, and they did not want to, that he must even see them. Just the eyes of a pious person fall on us, that is also great goodness for us. But when we reach that stage that we don't want to even that they associate with us, and we feel they are, what we say, kawab ma arko, that they are just always causing problems. When we're having, for example, a walima, and one alim told the people there that stop all this qiraat you are having, you invited us for a walima, not for a qiraat and not for bayan in that. So they don't like such ulama, people who stop the photography, people who stop the music that's carrying on, the intermingling, then we don't like such people. We say, if these people are not here, it's better. Don't let this person be here. So this is what Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam complained to Allah, that is how his people treated him. Wasarru or zidki, and they were stubborn. And not only the word stubborn, but to the height of stubbornness. They were just not prepared to listen. وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا or غُرُورْ kiya, bara غُرُورْ. And they were very proud, and they showed great haughtiness and pride, that we got nothing to do with this year. We will lead our lives as we want to. We will carry on doing what we want to. Nobody must tell us how we must have our weddings, how we must dress, how we must spend our holidays. Nobody must tell us anything of that. We will do whatever we want to. ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا پھر میں نے ان کو بلایا برملا. And then I called them in public. Loudly and clearly also I invited them. ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا پھر میں نے ان کو کھول کر کہا اور چھپ کر کہا چھپکے سے. And then I called them in the gatherings, wherever I got an opportunity. Loudly I called them, individually I called them, softly I spoke to them. In other words, I left no stone unturned. Oh Allah, I've tried 950 years. Besides this handful of people, the rest of them are just not prepared to accept. And then further we read how he still carried on complaining, that how the people are not responding and listening. We should, whenever we are given the talk of deen, we should give it a due attention, and we should listen properly. By the barakat of that, Allah will open our hearts, and we will be also be able to accept the truth. Otherwise we will become, our hearts will get more and more closed, and we won't want to accept the truth. وآخر دعوانا.